certainly when you played for the Wallabies. Tell us a little bit about the first test and just the privilege of wearing the cap and the shirt, and also the World Cup experience. It was just unbelievable in Wellington, the way you guys played, and just the World Cup experience as well.
Yeah, I mean, my debut itself probably wasn't that special, in the sense that I was on there for about 8 minutes. I didn't touch the ball, didn't make a tackle, so from a playing perspective it wasn't my best. But to be able to say then for the rest of your life that you're a Wallaby is a pretty incredible thing, and to have represented your country or something as well, which is still gives me immense pride. It's something which I never thought I'd be able to do, and so to have done that first time and then another 23 times after that is something which I'll certainly never forget. And the World Cup was an interesting experience, incredibly intense experience in New Zealand, where obviously there were the New Zealand people were obviously very intense, us having beaten them in the Tri Nations just before, and it was the most difficult experience I've ever had in rugby, and probably that quarterfinal was the most, gratifying experience I've had in rugby as well. So it was a real roller coaster and journey. I mean, having dislocated my shoulder in the third game and then having missed a couple and come back for that quarterfinal was something I'm glad I didn't do too many times during my career. But to have played in the World Cup and played in such an incredible tournament, something which I'll always cherish.
Yeah. Also, you got the privilege of playing against the British and Irish Lions. Got yourself hurt again, which was no big surprise, but still, that was just an absolutely off-the-wall series as well.
Yeah, I mean, so many people who are better players and longer careers than me never get that opportunity to pull on a Wallabies shirt against the British and Irish Lions. So it was incredible tour in terms of rugby in Australia, I think, and just the way that the British Irish Lions support their team and the way that the Australian people got behind the Wallabies was just a really, really special time. And obviously got injured again in that first game, but it was a special series and nice one to be involved in.
Yeah, well, let's get back to Headspace. And of course, you sadly were injured and you had to retire after yet another broken neck. Did you go through elements of depression and loss and all that sort of thing? Because, again, as we said before, you were good for another 4 or 5 years at least, playing at least another one, if not another two, World Cup. And in a way, what saved you? Was it the fact you got married, or the fact was that the Brumbies and the AU supported you through Rupa to go out there and nearly finish your law degree? And what are you up to now?
So it certainly was a real challenge. I mean, it's a pretty unique bubble, professional sports. It's where you spend all your time. It's where all your best mates are. It's an incredibly all-consuming part of your life. So to have that stop one day when you don't expect it to is probably a bit of a shock to the system, and took some getting used to. But as you say, I got married about 12 months after that and finished my law degree about the same time. So working for a law firm, Meyer Vandenberg, in Canberra now, and really enjoying just another chapter in life. And as you say, Rupa and the Brumbies and the AU have been incredible to me in the way that they've supported me through. And I think that's been a huge growth in the game, the way that they support players who do have injuries. And I think they know that it's a tough time for people, so they're just a really great resource for people like me.
Yeah, well, the only downside in getting married, mate, was you got married to a South African.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. So, yeah, it's always a testy one when the Wallabies take on the Springboks, and be no different in a few months' time during the Rugby Championship. So, yeah, I'll get it a cheer for the Wallabies one day. I think I'll wear it down.
Fair enough. Great to meet you, Pat. We wish you all the best moving forward, and fantastic to see you up here as part of Headspace, and also, of course, Tamworth Rugby Club.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's been a really special day, and just so thankful to be here.